KY4QM radio check. Anybody awake out there? Radio's pretty quiet.
Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mobile, I copy you pretty well.
That, I got Kilo Oscar Romeo. What else we got?
Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike.
I'd be KY4QM Roy, and I'm over here by Spartanburg Mall. It just, the radio's been so quiet out here for a Sunday, I just wanted to jump on and see if anything was still working.
I'm over here at Taylor's, in East Greenville, Taylor's area, headed over to PetSmart off Highway 29. Give me a good slow repeat of your call sign again, if you wouldn't mind, please, sir.
Roger. I would absolutely do that for you because everybody blows their call sign by me, and it's like, but it is Kilo Yankee 4, Quebec Mike Roy, and I'm over here. You can use Eastgate Mall as my landmark because I'm about a mile behind that.
Copy. That's Kilo Yankee 4, Quebec Mike Romeo.
And if it's just Kilo Yankee 4, Quebec Mike. KY 4, Quebec Mike.
KY 4, Quebec Mike. Gotcha. Okay. Well, my name's Kurt, and did you say your name was Roy?
Roger that. I keep wanting to say 10-4 with my prior history, but yeah, roger that, Roy, and I'm just kind of sitting here on the side throwing a little digital poker or whatever, but I ain't heard nobody in a while. It's kind of quiet for a Sunday or a Saturday, but anyways, yeah, that'd be me.
Be a good thing. It's just me and you then, I guess. But it is kind of an exception to the rule for this repeater. Generally, we get fairly decent traffic, this time of week. But I would expect it to pick up as we get closer to the evening time, if memory serves correct.
Yeah, I'll be gone by then. I don't sit here all night, but I'm just trying to shop for an HF antenna, and I got my dual band radio running here. I'm trying to get, it's so confusing. I went to buy for antennas, do your own, build this, that, the other. I've got a copper pipe J-pole up on my roof right now that I'm talking to you on, and it seems to work pretty good. And the guy that sold me says, oh, yeah, it works for 70 centimeters, but I have to call BS on that because the SWR on 70 centimeters is out the wall.
Something in common then. I've got a copper J-pole that it needs to get up on my roof. It's not on my roof yet, but it needs to. I might need a little help with that. But I also went ahead and bought a copper Slim Jim J-pole for 70 centimeters because I really didn't feel like I was going to get comparable quality, dual band quality, just on that single 2-meter J-pole. So I went ahead and got one of each.
After that, I bought this antenna. It looks like copper piping from under your sink at the Hamfest up there in Gaffney a couple of weeks ago or whatever, but the guy told me, oh, it's all tuned for 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and it seems to work great for 2 meter, but when I hook it up to the meter here, it just blows up at on the 70 meter side, so take them at a grain of salt.
For 2 meters, my J-pole works fantastic. I don't, I just, as an experimenter, just proof of concept, I put it in my backyard. It's only about 12 to 14 feet off the ground. It's surrounded by tall trees on three sides of my house. On the other, I get really good reception. That's not even being up at its optimal height yet. So when I put it on the roof, I expect really a I do expect a dramatic increase in range.
That's where I'm sitting at. Are you expecting something out of the 70 centimeter or whatever? My antenna is just above the gutters on the first floor here. I got a pump it up there and get it up higher, but that's what I'm working with now. But do you think you get more out of the 440 if you raise it up?
440 on yet, so I don't have any experience on that yet, so we'll just have to wait and see. I'll probably put that up at the same time that I put the 2 meter up on the roof.
Yeah, roger that. Like I said, I've got this copper pipe antenna, and it's working great. I'm getting like 1.3 or 1.2 on the SWR, but as soon as I bump it up to the 440, it's like pegging me out. So there's an issue there, but for what it is, it is. It works good.
Suspect on the all-in-one series. I usually think things are usually single purpose built. Usually the best way to go. That's just my experience.
Roger, I understand that because, you know, especially with this radio stuff, it can't be one size fits all, you know. And especially with the HF antennas that I'm looking at, it's like, well, this is this length, this is that length, and just give me a universal HF antenna that I can talk on three or four bands and leave me the hell alone. But I guess I got them, but I'm still searching. They got N poles, dipoles, whatever.
Your inverted V's there. You've got your N feds. You've got your half wavelength. Three-fifths wavelength. The list goes on and on. Choices abound.
5WLL mobile.
K mobile.
5WLL. The 5 feet. Look into the mystery antenna. That's usually an 80 through 10, or they make them 160 through 10 if you want to look into that.
It really cost isn't an issue because I just want to buy quality, but I need to know what to buy.
Yeah, roger that. The Wireman, if you look on the Wireman website, I think they run about around $100, or they used to anyways. But they were optimally made for 20 meters, but they work 80 through 10, but theoretically they're not supposed to.
That. You ever been up to their shop up there in TR?
Yes, sir, I have several times.
Myself also. I was kind of blown away. I wish I lived up there because that's a dig-in property up there. But, I'm familiar with them. I went up there and bought some coax and blah, blah, blah. But I was kind of surprised what they got up there, but I guess they know what they're doing.
Yeah, roger that. But look into that mystery antenna. The Blue Ridge Club has a couple that we built, but and I have one that I used to run, but I don't have the height for it at the moment. I got to get a longer piece of tower. Other station, go ahead, KU5WLL.
It was the mystery or misery antenna from Wireman.
As in the mystery machine, but there's other places that make it, but they have a version that they build too.
Check them out. I went up there about a month and a half ago and got some coax from them. Wasn't cheap, but I guess it's like anything else. You get what you pay for. And it's kind of primitive up there, but hey, whatever floats their boat, they're making a living.
Yeah, their coax built for them to their specs. So it's good quality coax, so you get what you pay for.
It's true. And like I told them, I don't mind paying the extra money if it's quality and, I don't have to worry about it. So, but, yeah, I thought it was interesting because I kept calling them. It's like, where the heck are you, you know? And she's like, well, we're up here, up this road, that road. And, man, they're in the boonies.
If you look up Whiskey 5 Golf India, W5GI, I think that was the original inventor of the mystery antenna, and you can see some specs on it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to step aside and let somebody else talk. KY4QM, I'm on the side.
But mobile. Should have needed to use your repeater. KA5WLO, mobile clear.
KY4QM, to the guy I was talking about, Wireman.
KA5WLO, mobile. Was you calling me?
Roger that. I'm looking at their website, and the more I'm looking at it, it's like, oh, we probably got away, luckily, to get away with our life after we went up there and intruded their space. It's kind of cold.
They got a decent website. They sell lots of stuff, but they also make most of the ham fest area too. They usually go to Shelby and I think Waynesville and Atlanta. They go to some of the bigger ones anyway.
I was surprised I didn't see them over there at Gaffney, but unfortunately, it turned out to be kind of a small whatever. There's only like 10 or 12 people there, but I'm hoping the one in Rock Hill is going to be a lot better because I'll make the hour trip up there to try to see what we got up there. But I'm looking at Wireman's website here, and it's like, don't come see us. We'll just send you our stuff. It's kind of funny.
They ship a lot of stuff. They'll ship it pretty much anywhere in the world. But they make the major ham fest. I don't think they make a lot of the boneyards like Anderson or Gaffney or Gastonia in that area.
Yeah, Roger that. I just looking at their site, I thought it was kind of funny. But KY4QM, I'm just sitting on the side again. Good talking with you.
Yeah, Roger that. My name here is Leroy, by the way. I don't think I gave you that. Lee Maker, Romeo, Oscar, Yankee, Leroy. I'm a member of the Blue Ridge Club here in Greenville, so I'll let you go. I'm just about where I need to be downtown, and I'm probably behind the shadow of Paris anyways, probably getting scratchy. 7-3, talk to you later, KFIWLO, mobile clear.
That, and I'm actually a member of the Greenville Club there, but I'll talk to you later. KY4QM.
QM, WA4EVK. I climbed in the truck, but I heard a little bit of your discussion about antennas a while ago.
I'm trying to find something I can use for a legitimate antenna for my HF, and I've got some J-pole here I'm looking at on the 2-meter, but I think I want to get an antenna for a dual band, but nobody talks on 440, so what's the point?
Does that J-pole have a second radiator for 440?
This one doesn't, I don't believe. I'm not that familiar with building antennas, but it's a copper pipe, and, you know, I got the long extension, and then it turns, and it goes up with about 6-inch extension, but it's all copper pipe like you'd find on your house, and it works good on 2-meter, I see.
If it doesn't have a second radiator, it's not going to work on 440. The 440 ones will have two different radiators.
Okay. Yeah, I just got one vertical and then one short vertical that makes the J. So I guess I'm going to have to go beat the old man up in Rock Hill when I go see him because he told me it was a dual band, but I'm just joking. But, yeah, he told me it was dual band.
Yeah, the dual band ones that usually have three pieces of either aluminum or copper there, usually. There is one you could probably tune that way, but it may not be. It may not be tuned. I've never tried it. But on the high frequency antenna, I'd recommend an in-fed half wave. On the lowest band you intend to operate, I've got two of them up. There's a group here in the area that's pretty much into them.
License to do whatever I want, which means nothing. I'm just ignorance with half. What do they say? Something about you know a little bit, but you're a problem. Whatever. Anyways, but I've got my extra, but I know nothing.
We all have areas we don't. I started out as just knowing nothing, and then over the years was. Had several communication engineer spots, including satellite communications for a big company. But if you want to look on YouTube for InFed half wave, there is a great deal of information on YouTube on either buying one or using it, building the transformer yourself. I've got one on one that's cut for 160. It's really not good for much except 160 and 80, and then I've got one cut for 80 meters, and it's good all the way up to 10.
After that, it sounds good. I've got this ICOM 735 sitting here, never used it, I used it at my brother-in-law's house to make sure it worked, but it's an HF antenna, I mean radio, and I don't have an antenna to use it, so it's been sitting here for months, but I need to power it up and let it run.
That halfways are not magic. The only reason they work the way they do is a quarter wave is resonant on odd multiples. A half wave is resonant on all multiples of that, of the frequency it's cut for. So if you cut one to the lower part of 80 meters, it will be good on all multiples, which takes in most bands. You may have to tune it till you get it in the portion of the band you need, but they're real. I bought a couple that were either Barnum and Bailey or somebody's imagination. I'm not sure which when I was first starting, but I just look into the infit halfways. I've had them up in both inverted L when I didn't have much room, and all continuous at the same height, where like now I've got quite a bit of room. Over.
Roger that. I understand. I guess I'm just at a point where I'm getting lazy now. I just want to throw up two or three antennas or whatever. I can do whatever I want here. But, you know, one or two antennas, and just I want to talk where I want to talk. But it's just burning me out, figuring out this, that, whatever.
Have you got 132 feet or so length that you can put something up?
Affirmative. I can make that work. I could run it up and down the sidewalk here, or I mean up and down my fence here. But then I heard, I was at the Ham Fest the other day, and the guy's like, oh, I need 143 feet of wire and blah, blah, blah. And this guy was giving it away. I mean, he sold this guy like 140 feet of wire for $20. I was like, I need to buy that, but I didn't.
I've used several things. I use the antenna wire that DX Engineering sells just because I've had success with it. But 80 through 10 meter infed halfway, it's around 132 feet long. You can go, and you will need one of the transformers on the end of it. I'd say look at the infed halfway group on YouTube, those videos. There's also a Facebook infit half-wave group and a company called MyAntennas.com. Now, his stuff's kind of pricey, but it works. He's kind of the guy that got it going. And I've got one of his, and then I've got two more that I built myself. So that's about it, and I'm going to have to run. I was just running an errand. And XYL is going to get after me if I sit out here on the radio. She's had me do that too much, too many times. W84EVK.
And I'm still in the middle of it, too. Was your call W48BK?
Whiskey Alpha 4, Echo, Victoria, Kilo.
Good talking to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Roger, if you can get on 80, when you can get on 80, there's a net, a local net that meets at 3715 on Tuesday mornings, Thursday mornings, and Sunday afternoons, 9 o'clock during the weekdays and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But there's a lot of activity around on HF where these guys are all retired RF engineers and that kind of thing. They can, I think they can help you out quite a bit. But I'm going to have to be clear because the XYL is looking at me now waiting on what I've got. And I missed your call again. I've getting older and I've forgotten it. So if you come back one more time, WA4EVK. Nothing heard, WA4EVK. Mobile is clear.
54QM. KN4CHY, are you still there?
4QM.
KN4CHY here, name is Keith. I was going to switch gears and go back to the topic of HamFest. There's another good HamFest coming up next weekend, I believe it is, November 5th and 6th. is the Stone Mountain Ham Fest in Lawrence. Well, it's one of the bigger ones around, so you don't have any plans next weekend. That'd be a good one to attend. Over.
Roger that. Where was it? Up in North Carolina somewhere?
It's the Stone Mountain Ham Fest down in Lawrenceville, Georgia. So it's probably a little over an hour, maybe. It's Gwinnett County. It's at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds, and it's pretty large. It's probably one of the better ham fests around this area without going down to Orlando. Over.
Copy that. Stone Mountain. And we'll check that out next weekend, right? And I will check that out because I get tired of going to the little ones.
It's real easy to get to. It's the fairgrounds is off Sugar Loaf Parkway, so it's pretty much a straight shot down 85. So, yeah, real easy to get to. I know myself and N4OVQ, we usually don't miss that one. And I think some other guys are planning on going too. You can do online ticket sales, I think, through today. And it saves you like a whopping $2 a ticket, so you get it for $8 instead of $10 at the gate. But I'm not sure what time they're cutting off the online sales today. But just search for Stone Mountain Ham Fest. You'll see their website on.
Yeah, Roger that. I think I can afford the $2, but I will definitely Google this Stone Mountain Ham Fest, and I appreciate the update because I was looking for the next one to be in Rock Hill on the 12th of November.
Said it's no you know, Dayton Ham Fest or Hamcation like they do in Orlando, but it is a pretty big one. ICOM usually has a presence there, and I believe last year, COVID, I'm not sure anymore, but I believe Kenwood was there also. Don't think Yaesu was, but so anyway, you have some of the major vendors, and you know, of course, a huge parking lot of boneyard stuff to walk through. So yeah, it's definitely a good one. We usually don't miss that one, and the one in Waynesville, North Carolina, I don't remember what the date is, but it's already passed for this year. It's usually a pretty good one, too. But the one in Lawrenceville, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, is, I think, really the one to go to in this area.
Roger that. I appreciate that. And I bet I'll be there next weekend because I have nothing else to do. But and it sounds like it's a good deal. I went to a couple of them. I missed the opening day, and I walked in, there's like 10 vendors. The other 100 have gone home, but I will be there next week. Thank you.
I'll run into you down there. Yeah, I'd recommend going for Saturday and getting there as early as you can. I have been back down on Sunday, but if you lollygag around and get there, you know, mid-morning, people are already starting to pack up. Usually they're loading trucks and getting ready to get out of there about lunchtime, even though I think the Ham Fest goes until like 4 o'clock on Sunday or maybe 2 o'clock on Sunday. But everybody come about 10 or 10:30, we'll start packing up. Over.
After that, yeah, because I found that up in the other thing I went to. I was a day late, dollar short, but I will be there Saturday morning about 6 or 7 or whatever. But yeah, just look for the guy with the crew cut haircut, and that'll be me.
After that, I will be the guy exactly opposite. I'm the long hair of the group, so yeah, I'm pretty easy to spot, too. Anyway, yeah, I hope to see you down there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Yeah, we usually get an early start and grab breakfast on the way down and roam around there all day and then just run back to the house that evening, you know, and get something for dinner on the way back. So, yeah, we usually don't miss that one. Anyway, have a good afternoon. I just wanted to give you a shout out. Hope I don't imagine Leroy. He probably didn't hear that either because I didn't hear him mention that one. But he's probably aware of it.
Anyway, I'll clear out of here. Fixing to go start on some dinner. So, KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listen.
True that. KY4QM, Roy, I'll be on the side. I'm got to step back here. But, like I said, if you see me next weekend, or whenever this is, I'll have a flat-top haircut and probably a camo jacket if it's cold, so you'll know where to look for me.